This is Covenant Eyes Radio, helping you to stay pure online. How can men in the church encourage modesty in the women around them? How can fathers and brothers play a dynamic role in shaping the hearts of the young women in their families to desire modesty? You are listening to the fourth and last part of our roundtable discussion. We have four special guests to help us unpack this topic. First, we are joined by Rachel Lee Carter and her husband, Daryl. Rachel has been a professional model for more than 20 years, represented by top-tier modeling agencies worldwide. Rachel is also the president of Modeling Christ, a ministry addressing the issues of modesty and purity in a culture influenced by the fashion industry. Daryl mirrors Rachel's passion for modesty and enjoys teaching husbands, fathers, and teens the importance of encouraging this virtue in the women of their lives. We also have Alyssa Schull and her husband, Matt. Alyssa is the founder of The Pink Lid, a weekend program specifically for teenage girls that addresses subjects of beauty, fashion, purity, and modesty. Matt is a full-time minister who has a passion to reach the younger generation for Christ. Today, these four guests talk to fathers about how they can encourage modesty in their daughters.
We need to step up to the plate and be leaders.
She's your daughter, so you see her through those eyes, but other people don't see her through those eyes. So you might think, oh, she's just wearing, you know, this bikini, or she's just wearing this, and she's my little girl. But, you know, when she reaches that, you know, those teenager years and things, you know, people aren't going to look at her like your little girl.
It is very important that we be those leaders, and it is our responsibility to instruct and lead our daughters concerning this issue of modesty. The father should not hide from this topic.
A dad who allows his daughter to dress immodestly has failed at protecting her.
What advice would you give to the fathers and the brothers listening right now about how they can encourage women around them to live lives of modesty?
Yeah, this is can be the missing ingredient. If Alyssa and Rachel are talking to young women and their mothers at a conference or just to young women, you know, the other part of the equation is when they come home and what the responsibility of the father is with the issue of modesty. And I think as spiritual leaders of our home, it is very important that we be those leaders, and it is our responsibility to instruct and lead our daughters concerning this issue of modesty, you know, to promote humility and modesty and self-control. And I think they need to understand how guys think, what they see when they wear what they wear, what are their thoughts. And I think the trust that a young lady would have with her father and just the relationship that they may already have, he can add some valuable insight on this topic of modesty. And he may bring something extra that maybe Rachel or Alyssa or her mother cannot bring to her, just something from a guy's perspective, kind of to put everything out there in the open. And a father should not hide from this topic. Realistically, we see fathers, obviously, and mothers allow their daughters to dress certain ways and leave the home. But from a guy's perspective, they've got to know what those other kids or those other guys are thinking about their daughters when they're dressed that way. And I think guys just don't step up to the plate. They're not the spiritual leader. They're not prepared. They don't understand. They're confused about the issue of modesty. You know, we try to educate the men. When Rachel speaks, sometimes I'll speak to the fathers and the brothers and just kind of piggyback on what she's saying so that collectively when they go home from that event, that they're all on the same page. And I just think that's very key.
I also like what, you know, Daryl, you know, here at the house, we are big sports fans, and we sit and watch ball games. And, you know, what I like about him is that when the cheerleaders come on, I mean, he turns his head, doesn't look. And that is such an encouragement to me as his wife. And I tell girls, look for that trait in a mate. Look for that in guys that you date, because, you know, it's not a sin if you see someone dressed immodestly, but it is a sin to keep looking and keep looking, and then you go to staring, and then, like Daryl says, you look in the rearview mirror, and, you know, you're still trying to get a better perspective. I mean, that's where the lust can begin to set in. And so I think the point has already been made that, Luke, it might have been you that said it, that a guy has to learn to bounce his eyes. He sees it, and it's like those little bouncy balls. It's just like, boink, boink, and then he's off it, you know. And that's one way that he can really protect his heart.
And that models also for the women around them the importance of guys bouncing their eyes, the importance of purity, and models for the women that are watching him perhaps what he sees as what he sees and understands as immodest. When he sees the, if you will, the cheerleaders on the television and however they're dressed and whatever they're doing, if she sees her dad look away, she knows, oh, there's a visual cue there that I need to try to avoid that.
I agree with the whole turning your head away. I think that girls need to do that too. You know, when a guy comes on TV that, you know, is, or a movie that, you know, he's moving not appropriately or something like that, you know, I always turn my head, my girlfriends turn their heads, you know, be surrounding yourself with people and that do the same thing as you, and then it sets that standard high, and it sets that bar high. And, you know, and also I would say to the fathers is, you know, be aware that, you know, that your daughter, she's your daughter, and so you see her through those eyes, but other people don't see her through those eyes, you know. So you might think, oh, she's just wearing, you know, this bikini, or she's just wearing this, and she's my little girl. But you know, when she reaches that, you know, those teenager years and things, you know, people aren't going to look at her like your little girl. And so just be aware of that and you know, and stand up for your daughter, you know, protect her and, you know, protect her from the onlookers as much as you can as a father. And then as a brother too, you know, protect your sister. If, you know, you're somewhere, you know, make sure she's modest, you know, be there for her. So.
Yeah. CJ Mahaney actually said that, a dad who allows his daughter to dress immodestly has failed at protecting her. And that's one of his chief strengths, is that he should be protecting his family, protecting his children. But in his opinion, it's he has failed at protecting his daughter when he lets her dress immodestly.
If, you know, I one thing that was mentioned before, I think it was Daryl that mentioned it, you know, talking about men being leaders and how we have failed. And one thing, you know, and we've said a lot about what women can do, but one thing I really think men can do, especially men in the body of Christ, I mean, obviously this is not going to come from men that are in the world, but we need to step up to the plate and be leaders. I am just feeling like one of the biggest gaps in modern-day Christianity are the strong male leaders, like the apostles. I mean, those guys were leaders, and they stood for things. They stood for it strong. And they established a lot of great godly things. And I'm wanting to see that again in our culture. And I think one thing, you know, Christ said that men are the head of their house, and not to be dominating, not that we're a dictator ruler, but we are to lead and to protect and to serve and to guide our lives. And I think young men, you know, growing up teenage guys, 20-somethings, I mean, being the leader of your house, excuse me, starts right now. Before you get married, before you have kids, you know, you want to go along that path right now. And so how we treat young women, you know, we could lead in a way where it causes young women to want to be modest. You know, we could begin to lead in a way that you know, our where our wives will want to be modest and our daughters will want to be modest. And it's things like conquering our own lust, you know, and saying, listen, instead of lusting, let's love. Let's give value to women, and let's celebrate when they are walking in God, when they're modest. And that goes all the way down from our internet viewing to the way we treat women when we go out on dates, to what we tell our daughters. I mean, that just encompasses everything, how we treat the secretary at work. You know, I mean, that just encompasses all of our life. And we need to begin to celebrate women in a godly way and not look at them as sex objects. And so obviously the world's not going to do that, so it's our responsibility to be leaders in this area. And I think if we would step up and lead in this area, we would see a great revival, I think, in this, in the church, just men being saying, listen, let's love, let's do this the godly way instead of just go along with my flesh. I think we would see a great turnaround. So I think a huge responsibility on men, maybe even more so than women, to be the leaders and say, hey, listen, let's, you know, we have to play a big part in this, you know, so let's lead this thing. So
I love what you said there about that men, if they lead the right way, they can lead in such a way that women around them will want to be modest because of what they've seen in that man.
I think that is absolutely crucial. That is absolutely crucial because men, by and large, are one of the most significant creators of culture around them. Why is pornography such a big business? Because men buy it. Why are shows like the Playboy Club, which got canceled, thank God, why are those kind of shows or those kind of programs or why are the kind of movies that we see out there popular? Because men go to see them. And I know women go to see them as well, but they're obviously appealing in certain elements. They're obviously appealing to male viewers. And when a man takes a stand in his life about the kind of media he consumes, about the kind of comments he makes, and I'm thinking specifically of you have a teenage guy who refuses to make the kind of comments that objectify women, even just so-called famous women, people that they see in magazine ads or on television or in the movies, they don't, instead of choosing to objectify them by pointing out this feature about them or that feature about them, they choose to focus on the kind of features of the women around them that pertain to godliness and holiness. That is a totally different kind of man. And when a woman is around those kind of men and those kind of boys, it can totally alter her perspective on what is truly attractive.
I agree. I mean, there's nothing more beautiful and more attractive than godliness. And no matter what a person looks like, that is the single most attractive feature, I think, because, I mean, it's God attracting himself to himself. And so, I mean, and that's the way to showcase it, is to be godly.
You have been listening to our interview with Daryl and Rachel Carter and Matt and Alyssa Scholl. For more information about Matt and Alyssa, visit scholministriesinternational.org. For more information about Daryl and Rachel, visit modeling-christ.com. To hear more of our podcasts, find Covenant Eyes Radio on iTunes or visit the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free, at covenanteyes.com/blog.